Well, good morning. This is Rantings with Allie. This is my second day in Bay Pines. Third day in the Tampa Bay area. And it is prime recording time, I guess, because it's 5:15 in the morning. I've been up since 4 something, because actually when I finished my podcast last night, I was trying to go ahead and publish it, and I fell asleep before I even got finished editing. So oh well, you know, I was tired, and I get up a lot earlier now because, you know, staying in my car, and the sun comes up. When the sun comes up, you're awake. Now, granted, sun isn't up right now, but I did fall asleep, and, you know, without doing the necessary nightly routines before you lay down. And I wasn't really even laying down, but it's just one of those things that happens, you know? So I want to give a couple of shout outs to, first of all, I want to say, hey, Nelda, I haven't seen a single solitary alligator, python, or shark. So, I think you're going to be really, really safe when you come visit. And then, let's see, Jimmy that I met yesterday. Thanks, Jimmy, for hanging out and talking for a little while. Sorry I didn't get back there, man, when I got over here to Bay Pines, unfortunately, or fortunately, whichever. I had to stay, and so I don't know if I'm going to be back there in that area or not. I won't know anything till next week. So if I don't see you again, you know, peace and good luck, brother. Also, to Mr. Brian, had a little chat with Brian, and he was letting me know that they are having a big convention in Orlando it's called Makeover Essentials. It's a makeup line that is, I guess it's kind of like, it's a take on a really expensive brand, but it's less expensive. And it's supposed to be really good. So if anybody wants to hit that convention in Orlando, there you go, Brian. There's your plug. let's see. It's the weekend. Holy cow. What do I do? It's Saturday. Pretty much anything that I need to be taken care of is going to be closed. It's not going to be open until Monday. So, hanging out in this Bay Pines Walmart parking lot. By the way, if you guys didn't know, Walmart has some pretty good and very affordable, like, ready-made salads. It was like a homestyle chicken ranch salad from there. And, I mean, it's a decent size, decent amount for $4. And, I mean, this one had like chicken and bacon and some sunflower seeds and some really good ranch dressing. I had another one previously that was like a Tex-Mex, but if you don't like spicy, don't get that one, because it lit me up a little bit, and I do like spicy food, to a point. Anyway, yeah, that's a really good tip. You know, if you're eating on the go, you just, you know, get one of those, open it up, and have at it. That's one of the things about living like this. You don't really have anywhere most of the time. You're not really around a place where they, you know, you can heat up food or cook or, you know, anything like that. Unless you've got a can opener, you're not going to be opening any cans most of the time. And, of course, the ones that are easy to open are usually the more expensive name brands. And shoot, you know, I gotta make my money last. Even the food stamps, it's gotta last. So I'm always watching, you know, how much I spend, and yeah, I don't spend a whole lot. But that's a few little tips for living in the streets, on the road, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. They call it in the streets, and technically I'm not in the streets. I'm in my car, but wow. I mean, that really makes you think, doesn't it? But anyway, I am still not down. I am still in good spirits. I'm still uncomfortable, but it's gonna be it's just temporary, so I'm not worried about it. I am completely safe. I mean, there's not even anybody. Everybody's just minding their own business, you know. Nobody's bothering anybody. There's nothing. I mean, I'm not in a bad part of town. I mean, and even when I was at the other Walmart, like, literally nobody bothered me, you know, ever. So, and here, this place is really nice, and I'm talking really nice. Like, I promise you, when I went into the Walmart restroom earlier, they must have just cleaned them or something, but that toilet was immaculate. I'm not even joking. You know, the other Walmart had a more aesthetically pleasing outside with the big trees and everything. I guess it was probably more established. I don't know. There's trees here, but they're not that big. And, so there's not a whole lot of shade just yet, but this Walmart in this neighborhood, this place is really nice. I mean, really nice. So I don't know, maybe a good place to stay. I think one thing I'm gonna do this weekend is maybe check out some job openings in this area, and just, you know, see what's out there. Who knows? I spend so much time at Walmart. Maybe I should just get a job at Walmart. Yeah, I know it's not going to pay my fancy salary. Like, my degree is predicted to pay. Or even as much as I made when I was at my previous job, but I don't know, maybe right now it'll give me something to do. But then again, first things first, I've got to have a place to stay. And my car is not going to work. And if I don't have an address, I can't even get hired. I can't very well use mom's address in Georgia for a job here. That doesn't go over very well. So, gonna figure that one out. It's okay. It's okay. I mean, I'm fine. I'm not hungry. I'm not cold or wet or starving or without the necessary things that I need. So with all that in mind, I guess I'm doing pretty great. And I have a wonderful view. Only thing I haven't figured out yet, which I mean, I guess it, I still have to do a little research, is I need to find a proper beach with proper parking that's, you know, within walking distance that's not going to cost me anything. So that is probably something I'm going to try to figure out this weekend. So at least that way I can, you know, go take my morning or evening walks on the beach that I long for so much. So I'm going to take a little break here, and I will be back later with some updates and anecdotes and tips and tricks and I don't know, whatever else I can think of. And we'll be right back. It's time to catch you up on the events of today. And, oh goodness gracious, right after I finished the first part of the podcast, I decided to go over and take care of a craving that I had. So, I went over to Dunkin' Donuts. Yes, went to Dunkin' Donuts to get one of their frozen coffees. They are so good. And they are not stingy either. So, as I'm about to turn in to Dunkin' Donuts, there's a gentleman on he was on a bicycle. And he stopped to let me turn in, but I stopped to give him the right-of-way. Because, you know, cyclists and pedestrians, they have the right-of-way, right? And I was trying to be nice. So, you know, I don't hear well. That may be an understatement, but I don't hear well. So I read lips, like 90%. And the man says, "Come on, you're holding up traffic." And that ticked me off so badly. I mean, you're trying to be nice to somebody, and why do they just want to be a dick? I don't understand. So I pulled into a parking place. And the guy's on his bike and he's going right in front of me and he's shaking his head like I'm the idiot. I mean, come on, man. And yes, this happens to be one of the rants that I tell you that happens occasionally. So I'm ranting because, you know, he tried to mess up my day and I wasn't going to let it happen. So I did let it go, but it really ticked me off. You know, what is so bad about giving people consideration, about treating people the way you would want to be treated? I didn't want him to have to stop on his bike. You know, you know how it is when you're on a bike and you get going and you don't want to have to stop. I didn't want him to have to stop, but he stopped and then he gives me attitude. And he probably did not realize that I understood everything he said. Anyway, that is my rant for today. When somebody tries to be considerate, don't be a jerk, you know? After that event, I went in to get my coffee. And you walk in the door and it smells so good. And I placed my order and there is a lady that's singing at the top of her lungs. And it turns out that it's the manager there. And when she sees me watching, she says, you know, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry." I said, just keep on going, girl. It's good, you know. And it was really refreshing to see somebody that was, you know, enjoying their job and having a good time. So we had a little bit of, you know, we had one of my random conversations and we're talking back and forth and then she says to me, "Well, hey, you want a job? I'm hiring right now." And I said, "Sure." And I had just told her that I didn't have an address. We were talking about how she said, you know, they can deliver just about anywhere. If they can deliver beside a garbage can, as long as they have an address, they can deliver beside a garbage can. And, so, you know, we just had a nice little random interesting conversation.
But yeah, she gives me an application. I fill it out. She interviews me. And so we're going to talk Monday. And I mean, she said it's not much, but it's something until you find something else. And hey, it's right across the road from the Dom, the VA Dom. So, I mean, that would be really great. I mean, I could even walk there. How great would that be? I could save gas. Anyway, so that's one of the things. Let me just say a little bit of something about those frozen coffees. Man, I'm telling you, they are so good. They don't skimp. It's a big old cup. I mean, for the same thing that you would pay for probably half the amount at, say, McDonald's or, oh, goodness gracious, definitely at Starbucks. So for like half of that, you get a great big old cup of frozen coffee or an iced coffee or whatever it is that you're into. But they're really good. So I get the mocha. It's my fave. Without whipped cream. And but I still like the drizzle. I also like to get the little munchkins, but I like the jelly-filled ones. So when I get the munchkins, I don't get like a variety. I just tell them, give me 10 of those, you know, because it's my favorite. So why not just get 10 of what you like, right? So anyway, shout out to Miss Beth, who is the manager, and which was really cool because she said, you know, hey, your name's Beth, cool, because that's my middle name, and her name is Beth, so it's awesome. If I sound a little bit tired, it's because I am. I'm exhausted. I really should have been asleep before now, but quite frankly, I just kind of chilled and did nothing because I'm actually staying in St. Petersburg at a motel. And I mean, it's not the greatest place in the world. It's not the greatest neighborhood. But when I walked in the door, you know, I could tell it was clean. It's clean. And it's a bed. It's a big old king size bed, too. It's clean. It's a bed. It's comfortable, and I just needed that. I needed that break from my car, even if it did cost me like $74. So, whatever. I figure at this point, it's worth it. I put it on my credit card. I'll pay it off later, you know, with my first check or something. But anyway, let's see. What else? Speaking of relaxing. You know, I'm a very technical person. And being technical doesn't just mean that that you are good with computers or that you enjoy being on computer or enjoy playing, you know, with your phones and fixing things. It also means that, or at least most of the time, what I have found in my case is I enjoy playing games. Yeah, and I'm not talking board games. I'm not really into the board games, okay? I never really got into those. I'm talking about the things that you kind of play by yourself on your phone. Like, I play Empires and Puzzles, Merging Dragons, and I don't, it helps me relax because it gives me something that relaxes my mind, that gives me something to work for, because you have these small little goals and things like that, and so it just relaxes me, and it helps me go to sleep, or it has in the past. Now, this podcast is just relaxing the crap out of me, and every time I start to do it, I get like in the middle of it and I just want to go to sleep because I'm so relaxed, you know. It just makes it easy for me to go to sleep. So anyway, I enjoy my games, and people who are not technical or technologically minded like I am. They just don't get the games. And I've had people who have told me, you know, oh, it's a waste of time. You know, put that phone down, do something else. But you don't get it. You just don't understand what it's like to never be able to shut your mind off. And you have to have something else that draws your attention in and helps you to escape a little bit from, you know, things that bother you or all those things that are running around in your head because it's just going and going and going and going and going. So anyway, guys, I like my games. I like to play my games. Don't give me crap about my games, okay? I don't stay on there all the time. I don't play them 24/7. But when I'm playing my game, I mean, I'm not going to play the game while I'm talking to you. You know, it's not going to take my attention away from you. And if I am playing my game, it, you know, don't try to talk to me right then. Just wait until I'm done, you know, because then you're going to be offended because I'm playing my game, but you started talking to me and interrupted me while I was playing my game already. So, you know, let's just respect each other. Just because that you think that I'm doing something that is wasting time or it's not important to you doesn't mean that you are allowed to diminish my feelings and the things that I enjoy doing. Because I have respect for the things that you enjoy. And, you know, I deserve the right to have a different personality and to enjoy doing different things. So, I guess this is going to be one of those ranting podcasts, which I didn't really intend for it to be that way. But, you know, hey, whatever comes out in the mix, comes out. And, you know, we just deal with it. If you want to fast forward through that stuff, go ahead. Otherwise, just sit through. We'll get past it. So, let's see. I'm in St. Petersburg today. Yesterday, I was in Bay Pines. The day before that, I was in, you know, like downtown Tampa. So, I'm in St. Petersburg. I'm not staying here permanently. I just came out here today. I actually came out here to see if I could find a place to park that wouldn't cost me any money so that I could go out on the beach. But man, is that a difficult task. That more than ever, I realized that at some point I am going to have a beach house because that is the only way I'm going to be able to get on the beach for free. Oh my goodness. So let's see. VA. The stuff with VA right now is on hold until Monday. This is Saturday going on Sunday. And so I'm just going to have to piddle around and do stuff and, you know, keep me busy until that time comes. Also, quick note, we have a gentleman that is a hacker that is going to be on the next episode. So stay tuned. Find out what it means to be a hacker. Find out what the threats are. Find out, you know, what is in the future for, you know, security with our technology, cybersecurity, and things like that. I think we're going to have a pretty good show. So, yeah, there's that. And still trying to figure out a way to get on the beach. So stay tuned. And Monday, we're going to have the talk with the manager. And starting a job. Apparently, I'm probably going to be on the 3 to 10 shift. So if anybody wants to, you know, stop by and say hello, do that. And shout out to Miss Beth. Looks like she does a really good job and runs a tight ship there. So I'll be at the VA across the road, and then I'll be over at the Dunkin' Donuts. And guys, just give me a little prayer that I'm going to be able to keep up my self-discipline to not drink the heck out of those frozen coffees, because wow, that I would, I'm already not happy with the weight that I've gained since I had surgery, but that's going to make it even worse. So I told her I'm going to be so fat if I start working here, and she said, no, we pull all of the sugar and the fat out of everything here. So we had a nice little laugh about that one. Well, I guess that's it for today. I'm exhausted. I really am. And I know I say that every day, but I'm tired. And like I said, the podcast just helped me relax me and put me to sleep. And now who knows? Maybe it's the boredom. So like I said, you get something out of it, great. If you just get, you know, listen to it and it bores you just to death so that you can go to sleep, that works for me too. But have a great night, have a great day, have a great weekend, and I'll catch you later.